Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cash, chilling as usual on a Wednesday. Do how we always gonna do it. Have fun, kick back, relax. Okay, intro going off now. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
You chilling, chilling, chilling. Lego Star was good.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Oh, man, y'all know how it is. One of them days, y'all got to work with me now. This is one of them, one of these work weeks. Running like a chicken with my head cut off.
You and me both, and I can do it.
But nevertheless, I got back. Time to do Sin City, so we're gonna do it. We're gonna have us a little fun tonight. Now check this out. All right, y'all, seeing some shit that, kind of gross me out. I'm like, I don't see pleasure in this, but it was said that a man is a real freak if he comes in your mouth and you kiss him. You know your man's a real freak. I think your man's real gay, but that's just my opinion.
I don't think most men are not going to say that they do that. I'm not saying the cum be sitting right there on your mouth, but I mean, are you saying the cum sitting on your mouth or
I mean,
the cum is in your mouth and she swallowed it?
No, he busts his mouth and you got it like dribbling all off your lips or whatever and then he kisses you.
Well, maybe he okay tasting his own cum.
Ah, that's horrible. That is fucking horrible. That wouldn't bother you?
I don't know. I mean, of course, that's never happened, so I don't know how I would react. I don't know if that would gross me out or what.
Is that a double standard? Because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times you hear that, if she can't taste herself, why should you taste her? So is that like kind of a double standard to say that that's fucked up?
No, that's totally different. I'm sorry. I can't even go there with you.
What makes it different? If you eat my pussy and I kiss you after you eat my pussy, why is it any different than if I suck your dick and you kiss me after you come? What the fuck's the difference?
It's a big difference.
Tell me what the difference is. That's what I'm asking.
You know what? Hold on, hold on. Before we even go any farther, we had this conversation before, didn't we?
Yes, we have.
Okay. You know what? It just dawned back on me. And I just asked it because, I seen it, and I'm like, okay. But now I just thought about that. Man, you had an argument about this before.
We didn't argue. We had a different opinion. I mean, to me, I agree with you. I feel like that's, ew. Why would you want to do that? But just, for the sake of argument, what's the difference? What's the difference? If you eat my pussy and I kiss you after you eat my pussy, what's the difference?
Man, it's a big fucking difference. I'm sorry. That's just different. Oh, man. Those are like...
No, but do you agree with the concept that if she can't taste herself, why should you taste her?
Yeah.
So if I stick my fingers in my pussy and I lick my own fingers, no problem.
My dick is rock hard.
Okay.
My mother can't lick at my face like a dog, and I mean, like...
You said what?
As long as he ain't licking my face like a dog or something, like, he really trying to get it off my face. And I'm like,
okay,
that
just
would,
say
like, that would
let's
freak
just...
me out.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you're focusing on that. Now, if you're just coming in to kiss me, that's different. To me, that's different because it's not about the cum. It's about you kissing me. You see what I'm saying now? Unless he just trying to do it on the fly, trying to get a taste. But if you so evident with it, where you just, all you doing is licking the cum off and you just trying to get all your cum back in your mouth,
yeah.
Then yeah, that's...
I have to agree. Ew.
Then yeah, that would kind of freak me out.
I think our kissing days are done.
Yeah,
okay, but on the flip side, like, okay, what if I don't wipe my mouth off and there's nothing there anymore? Are you still not going to kiss me just because you came in my mouth?
I don't know. Oh, you gotta be caught up in the moment for that. You like, wait a minute. Let me look on the side. Stick your tongue out. Right. Say, ah. Well, your tongue around. Right? She ain't nothing now.
So, okay, well, let me ask you, why is it okay for me to swallow your cum, but it's not okay for you to kiss me after I've done that?
Baby, that's the law of the West. I didn't make the rules. I just go by.
You know, you didn't make the rules. You just enjoy living by them.
I just go by them. I ain't make the rules. I mean, I just think that's just, man is doing anything with cum is gay to me.
Okay, but I don't wipe my mouth off. There's no residual cum. we done had a full-blown conversation afterwards. You're not going to kiss me goodbye or whatever because I swallowed your cum. I mean, is that like... degrading to me? Are you telling me that shit? Whatever, bitch. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, man, I don't think it's degrading you, but it's just, as soon as I'm like, oh, shit, I'm coming, and you jump up and get ready to try to kiss me,
you better take your ass to the store with that.
No, it's not happening.
I can dig that. I can do that,
All right, well, now, let me ask, okay. With that being said, I mean, like, the men, I mean, y'all know how we are, I mean, is it like anything that, like, as you as women, like, okay, I mean, we all adults, shit, motherfuckers in their pussy, motherfuckers in suck dick, all that. I mean, what is the like some people say they can't take the coming in the mouth. Where do you draw the line at? I mean, if me and you together, let's just say me and you together, and I'm like, well, shit, you know, all right, you know, when we fucking and whatnot, and I'm like, all right, I want to come in your mouth. I mean, do you, no. I mean, do you feel like I offended you? Did I say something offensive to you? Is that offensive?
Well, I mean, it depends on the sexual partner. If we're together, you know what I'm saying? You my motherfucker. That's gonna turn me on. Like I, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, shit, I've only done that for one person, so that's the only person who could say that to me, and I'd be okay with it.
All right.
Anybody else can kiss my ass. Ew.
Okay. Janae, what about, okay, like, okay, y'all done did the threesome things and all that. And the partners that y'all had, have anybody like, I ain't doing all that. I ain't signed up for that part.
No. I don't think I've ever had anybody that was just like, no, I'm not going to. I don't think he ever really tried to come in nobody's mouth, though. I don't think they ever sucked him long enough to where he came. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know if we ever had that happen. Well, you know what? One girl did try, though. She did suck him off, but she ain't had no problems swallowing it. You know, I think she was trying to show she got skills.
That ain't the one you taught, is it?
Nah, hell no.
Oh.
This was this other girl when we had the three girls.
Huh? Y'all had three? Y'all had three?
Well, it was me and two other girls and him.
Oh, Lord, like Martin Luther King, I should overcome.
And she had a tongue ring, and I was like, I'm going to do what she got to do. So she wanted to show him how she could suck it off with the little tongue ring in her mouth. So,
you know what? That's interesting. I have a question about that. Well, not for you, Janine, because I can imagine how it would feel for a woman, you know what I'm saying, to be eating out with a tongue ring. But, yes. I have my tongue pierced twice. Not at the same time, like two at one time. But at two separate times, because I took it out for a long time and then I got it repaired. But, I mean, is that a, like, do you like that? Have you ever?
You know, now, I've had it. It is like.
Is it kind of in the way?
Not necessarily. I mean, if they know what they're doing with it, I mean, you know, it's not. But, I mean, yeah, you got one with got a damn spike on the damn tip of it. No, wait a minute, bitch. Hold on.
I mean, did you like it, though? Did you like it, or was you like, okay, I could live with or without that?
You know what? Honestly, I could live with or without it. It's no, never mind. I mean, it's fashionable.
So it was no, like, special extra turn-on just because she had her tongue pierced.
Nah, it wasn't. I mean, the look, to see that little ball roll around the tip of your dick. Okay, that's, you know, that was a turn on, but I mean, as far as feeling wise, it's like, okay, I can, you know, you ain't necessarily got to put it in if you don't want to. You know, I done seen people then get ready to suck a dick and stop, wait a minute, and they didn't pull the motherfucker out. Okay. Hey, either way, worse for me. As long as we get to the end, we good.
I mean, like, when I had my tongue pierced and I did it, it was like, it was in the way for me. It was like a fucking distraction. You know what I mean? For me, as the dick sucker. It was like, okay, I can't fully, you know what I'm saying? I can't fully get to the dick because this shit is in the way. So that's kind of what made me take it out the first time. The second time, like, when I got it re-pierced, it was simply because, like you said, the look. Like, nobody knew my tongue was pierced until I showed them. Because I was real discreet with it. Like, I didn't want them. I'm kind of like one of them element of surprise people. So I never did go around just playing with it and stuff like that. I only did it the second time because it looked sexy. But as far as giving oral sex, it was in the way for me. I was like, I can't get to the dick right.
Now, honestly and truly, I gotta, Janae, I'm honestly shocked that Have you ever had a tongue ring?
No. Mm-mm. If they want their dick sucked with somebody with a tongue ring, I'll find you somebody. I'm not getting my tongue pierced. Nope.
I'm actually surprised that you haven't. I mean, I just knew you were going to be like, yeah, well, when I was 22, I went on and did it. But, shit, I got that.
Nope, that is not anything I want to do. Never
okay.
did.
What
I
you
just
said,
like,
man?
You know what? It was a thrill for me. Like, I just like the fucking pain of it. I'm not even going to lie to you. My mother said that I'm addicted to pain or some shit like that. She said I have a real. And I guess it's true. I do have a high threshold for pain. But that was the other reason why I got it done again. I wanted to feel it. But I never did. I never did get to use it on a woman. Now that I think about it, and that probably would have been, that probably would turn me into a lesbian.
You've been sticking your tongue out of everybody. Yeah, you have a good day.
So I'm kind of glad I did because I like the dick, so I'm
okay,
glad I did.
So what about a man getting his tongue pierced? How do y'all feel about that?
Because he would be going down on me, I could live with it.
I mean, I'm just
saying. As long as he's sucking on dick with me.
I would hope not. I mean, no, because in my 20s, I actually thought about it. I actually thought about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I thought against it once I got, you know, I'm like, But I actually did think about it, and I was just like, you know, this to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just started seeing these motherfuckers with these rainbows on with their tongue pierced. So I'm like, never mind.
On second thought.
I've been told I was, what's that, metasexual already. So I don't, no, motherfucker, meta, not homo. No, it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that it is PSA. I think men PSA. I think that men have tattoos around their belly button or on the nape of their back. I think that is some homosexual shit. Men should not have tattoos there. Huh? Yes, that is so not manly. I'm not going to say gay because I don't have a problem with gay people, but I just think that is so not manly. A man should not. When Cisco, y'all remember Cisco, had that sun around his belly button. You fucking fruity. Get the fear
with that blonde hair.
Yeah, you like boys. Whenever you get through with it, talking about the thong. You will see a boy in a thong with your fucking gay tattoo having that.
Well, now, I did see an interview where he was like, if you think I'm gay, leave your girl around me. Like,
so what? You go both ways then, because leave my man around you, you probably fuck him too. Shit, you ain't fooling nobody.
Well, damn. I don't know now. I mean, I'm just saying. It was about a, I don't know. So I couldn't get no tattoo like that. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do the on the back, and I mean,
that's just feminine to me. You want to see a lady with a tattoo around her belly, you know what I'm saying, with the piercing or whatever, but not for a man. The men don't have no business being tattooed right there. Y'all don't.
I concur, but nah. Okay, like I've seen that this one guy, and he told me, he said he couldn't fuck his old girl from, he couldn't fuck his girl from the back because she had a dude name tattooed like right there on the spine of her back.
And that's understandable. That is completely understandable. If I had a dick,
how
I wouldn't have
like
it from the back.
How you like it, you see it.
how you gonna be hitting me from the back and I got Henry tattoo right there. and your name is motherfucking Lamar. Uh-uh, that's just not what's up.
Wait, man, hold on. He got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going down? Who is this?
It's Lovely and Lance.
Lovely and Lance. What's good, baby? We're going to call you out.
What I miss?
We're trying to figure out. Okay, check this out. You got a tattoo on your back. And, I mean, the small of your back. Let's just say you got your ex-boyfriend's name right there. Now, your dude tell you, look here, I can't fuck with you as long as you got that tattoo on your back. Do you get it covered up?
Ah, would I get it covered up?
Yeah.
Nah.
You're not?
What, I mean, no. That's
okay.
Temporary. I mean, it depends on how long time it is, right?
I mean, shit, temporary, wait a minute, hold on, we got a new caller.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
What is, Marley?
Yeah, it's Marley. What's going on, people?
What's up, dog?
Hey. How y'all doing?
Hello.
All right, all right, Marley. Hey. Now, check this out, Marley. Now, we got LL on here, Lovely and Lance. We're going to call her LL. But she says that, I mean, if she got her ex-boyfriend name on there, and you tell her to cover it up, she says she not doing it.
It would depend on how long, you know, that she, you know, if she feel that this dude is, you know, if he's a one.
Okay,
you know,
let's just say y'all 6 months relationship. Y'all been in a relationship 6 months, hot and heavy, everything going. I mean, y'all even starting to talk about moving in together. You still not covering that tattoo up?
Yeah, she better start making some appointments to change Tyrone.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you was talking about a name. Oh, yeah, we can cover up a name. That ain't nothing.
Because I'm going to tell you, old girl said, she said, dude was like, this some bullshit. He said every time he hit it, all he see is Dante. So he hitting it harder. It's like Dante name coming faster and faster. Dante. And the fuck, he's like, my shit just went down.
He thinking about Dante's face. That's wrong.
He got Dante's face on there. Man, oh my God. I don't know about that one, Marley. I'm good. You understand?
I'm cool on that.
I think I had to cover that up, too. I think that'd be a little disrespectful.
Disrespectful, if you're not with Dante no more, Dante name don't have no business still being there when you fucking with Lance. You know what I mean?
That's like Amber Rose got Wiz Khalifa's face on her arm, you know? What the hell is she going to do with that?
Or Nas got Khalees on his arm.
Yeah, now y'all divorced and shit, and you got this person's face on your arm.
Turn it into Snoop Dogg. Hell, they look alike.
So basically, y'all saying people shouldn't do it at all then.
No, I'm not saying you're not supposed to do it at all, but I mean, let's just say if we're in a relationship, I mean, if we just fucking, okay, I can't tell you what, but we're in a relationship, and at some point, I'm going to be like, you're going to get that removed.
I'm saying, therefore, you shouldn't ever get a tattoo in the first place of anybody.
No, I'm not saying that because some people may, you know, y'all may stay together. But, I mean, if it don't work out, then, you know, just go on and remove it.
Just save the money up, you know what I'm saying, the money that it costs to put on there. Just have your fun, a little fun in the bank. But, like, you know, in this case, this nigga act a damn fool. I got some money put back to get this tattoo taken off.
This tattoo removal fund. Oh, no, we got my man Father Time back in here. Time for that, dog.
That's why I say just get a universal tattoo.
What's a universal tattoo?
Get a universal tattoo, something for everybody, make them feel like they special, if that's the case. If you don't get one.
Tasmanian devil?
Hey, wait, whoa. Hold on now, Marley. I got a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, I said that's universal.
You know what I'm saying? You go get something, a stamp tramp that we talking about, get something that it'll represent for anybody, whoever you with.
You
know
want
what I'm saying?
Say
that
my,
way
you
don't have to
say my, you want to say my nigga.
Oh.
There you go.
That's universal. Whoever you are at the moment, this is for you.
My nigga.
Hey, Marley,
you gotta
worry
about it.
Hey, Marley, you be like, hey, you know what? My bitch, she had me some tight shit. What'd it say? My nigga. Ooh, hold on. She told me 2 weeks ago that was for me. What the fuck you know her?
Oh,
yeah.
I hate that tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp on the back to say my nigga.
It depends on what you have right there to be called a tramp stamp. Because tattoo right there. But mine is not a fucking tramp stamp.
You know what? I agree with that. I think if you have a tribal or
a butterfly right there or somebody's name, okay, then it's a tramp stamp. But it depends on what you have tattooed right there. I have an unk right there, and my unk is nothing. It is definitely not a fucking tramp stamp. It has a meaning.
Uh-huh. I know. It sounds
my unk ain't for nobody but me, you know what I'm saying? So if you hit me from the back and you have a problem with my unk, don't hit me from the back.
Long as it don't say Ricky on there, I ain't got no problem.
And it don't. Yeah, it ain't never going to say nobody's motherfucking name right there. My, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It depends on what's right there.
I agree with that. I got one right there. Mine, when I got it, it was not meant to be a tramp stamp. I got it because that's my favorite position, and that's why I like my last kiss. So that's why I got it. And mine is, it says caramel kisses with a Hershey kiss, and that's why I like my last kiss. So there you go.
Okay,
it has
like
a meaning.
Okay, your tramp stamp has meaning. I understand that.
You know what? If I was sitting right next to you, I would muff you right now, fucking tramp.
I'm just saying. Timer.
And just like that Tasmanian devil, that's a tramp stamp, too.
No, my Tasmanian devil ain't no tramp stamp.
And you know what? And it's crazy because I thought about getting one tatted myself. Actually, I had a friggin' appointment to get a fucking Tasmanian devil.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get mine somewhere special.
How did we turn the Tasmanian devil, something that is funny and as colorful as the Tasmanian devil, into a tramp stamp?
I mean, because if she got a Taz tattooed on the smile of her back and y'all calling it a tramp stamp, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, I think it depends on what you have right there.
If you got a
heart with butterfly wings and, you know what I'm saying, or a motherfucking tribal, you ain't part of that tribe, bitch. Why you, you know what I'm saying, you don't even know nothing about them people.
She's from the Navajo tribe.
Yeah, but I'd be funny. But what's that, a Tribe Called Quest?
You know, exactly. You know nothing about that damn tribe. You got that tattooed on the smile of your back. For what? That's a tramp stamp.
Okay, so if she got some type of stamp on that and you don't know what the meaning is, that's just a tramp stamp.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay.
Or somebody's name, that's a tramp stamp.
Now, LL got a caramel kiss.
Okay, what? That ain't nobody's name. That's significant to her. It means something like she said. That's what she like her last kiss. I'm not mad at her.
I understand that, but not like I said. I mean, I can deal with that. I can deal with that. All right, damn. You got the little caramel kiss right there. Okay, I could kiss that. But if it's say Ricky, Dante,
what?
Jeff,
what do you
feel? I'm gonna bust my nut right there on it. Here's your tramp stamp. Here you go, Ricky. That's how I feel about that one.
And I can't blame
you for
that.
For some reason, he just nuts on my back every time.
I'll be like, why you keep smacking my ass so hard? Because I'm smacking the shit out of Ricky.
Yeah, I'm smacking Ricky every time. Big dog, where you at, man? Time.
What's cracking, dog?
What you think about
that,
man?
What you think about it?
What you think about that tramp stamp thing?
I don't even know what the fuck a tramp stamp is.
The tattoo on the small of the back.
Oh. It depends on what it is.
Exactly.
She got Ricky name on now. She got Ricky name on now.
Ricky?
Yeah.
No. If it's a dude's name, I ain't with that shit. But if it's something, you know, something cute. But, I mean, you know, if I'm sitting up there looking at Travis's name, I'm straight.
It's not Travis.
I'm just saying, man, you know, you can cover that shit up.
All right. Lee shirt on.
Yeah.
Something, man. Put a Band-Aid over it or something.
Yes, I'm a
nut on every time. Every turn around.
Get some gauze put over it.
Now that is not sexy.
Get some gauze.
It'll work. Think about it. I mean, all right, fellas. I mean, how many times have you fucked a woman while she was sick? I mean, sick. That's tough.
Yeah, you know, quite a few. So I don't get sick. I don't catch colds like that.
But let me tell you, dog, now, I don't know, fellas, I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's something about when they have a fever. When they have a fever, oh, that motherfucker, boy, feel like a sauna up in there. You be like, God, I don't give a fuck. She could be throwing up and just don't move. Just stand still. Stand still. Don't fuck you by you. I'm telling you, you got a fever, you getting fucked.
Solid. You was talking to me, right?
Solid. If you come over there, I'm telling you, if you call her, what you doing? I don't feel good. You got a fever? Yeah, I'm on my way. I look terrible. I'm telling you, fellas, you're gonna be fucking around. You hit it while she got a fever. Then you're gonna be trying to get a. You're gonna be taking the daycares. Yeah, grab that toilet seat right now. You're gonna be doing anything so she can get sick. I'm telling you.
Dig around that trash can right there. I think there's some shit in there.
I ain't never heard
she like that in my life. He's a fucking nasty ass freak. Living up north, cause I ain't never heard of that.
How many times you got fucked while you were sick?
I ain't never heard of that. Nothing like that. No.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, fellas, listen to me. I mean, I stumbled up on it myself. It was just an accident. Like, oh, wait a minute. It's incredibly warm. My God damn. Okay.
So you take the chance of getting sick yourself? Is that what you perfect?
I'm sweating it out.
You sweating it in and sweating it out. Same time.
Damn right.
All right. I guess it works.
As soon as I finish, want to go on home now? Well, I got pneumonia. Need to be in the house anyway. Come on, man. Y'all done kicked us out, too. Y'all done got some big and kick. Ooh, look at the time. Motherfucker, it's 10:30. What you talking about?
Yeah. I'm going to get my my show coming on. First 48 coming on.
Right. You know my mama be here in an hour. Your mama. Your mama said text. Come on, we all done did it, man. Everybody done did it. Everybody had it done to them. You know, shit, everybody done had that motherfucker get put out. Or you done put some motherfucker out. Well, at least thought about it.
Sorry.
Man, okay.
Not me.
Well, for you. You bring
I don't get kicked out of nobody's house. Usually they try to get me to stay. Now, if that it was at my house, yeah, you can't be spending the night unless I allow you to spend the night. That was seldom.
You know what? Just for that, I'm going to act like an old tired-ass bitch. I ain't going nowhere.
Be a damn squatter.
Hell yeah, I'm squatting up in this motherfucker. You're going to have to bribe me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I will suck your dick 2 more times, but after that, you got to leave. Okay.
I didn't give you no ultimatum. Shit. Get the hell up out of here.
Shit, you have to call the police, get me up out of here. I ain't going.
No.
Fuck that. I got pride.
All I got to do is be like, oh, I think your girl outside fucking with your car. Let me go outside.
I'm going to tell you like this. I don't give a fuck. That's her car anyway.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I ain't going nowhere. Now I'm really going to, well, if she take the car, now I need your keys.
Whatever.
If it's good, I ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you, I refuse. Do not give me no good pussy and then think I'm supposed to leave out the house. If you feel me snuggle up against you, shit, he here for the night. Sure hope it's some breakfast down there, baby. I'm gonna be hungry in the motherfucker when I wake up.
Hey, you guys ever heard of cuffing season?
Cuffing season, yeah. It started last month.
Oh, okay. That's my little cousin I was talking about. I said, man, yeah, man, cuffing season's coming up. I'm like, cuffing season? What the hell does that mean?
And that's the females. I think the females started that. I'm pretty sure the females were begged to differ. But that's what the females, you know, they didn't went all summer wearing their thongs and shit. You know, they ain't want no motherfucker to tie them down. But now that it's finna get cold, now that motherfucker be like, well, shit, I can't be sitting in here with no heat. Baby, you want to come stay for the winter? Okay, here I come.
I'll stay for the winter. What is he, a fucking bear?
That's what I say, you dumbass motherfucker. You just hibernated.
I'd be like, your ass ain't going to use me for my motherfucking heat this winter. Shit, where was you at for the rest of the 6, 8, 7 months of the year? Whatever.
You didn't want him there. You had Pookie there.
Not Pookie.
And Jimmy and shit.
If she was too busy fucking with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, huh?
Hell yeah. Shit. And sometimes Ralph.
Oh, shit. And sometimes Ralph, you are stupid.
That must be just like up here, up north or something, where it's cold states. Hell, Alabama and Florida, it's nice all year round, you know, unless you cuffing them for the holidays.
Yeah, I think that's just a Midwest thing. I don't think you need any whole lot of cuffing in L.A. Well, now, hold on, Tommy, you in Minnesota. Has cuffing season started?
I ain't never heard that shit before, so you guys should know where I'm going to fuck.
He ain't right. Never heard of Bottom, did you? You can't ask him no questions like that. You just can't. That nigga is obviously, do you get a signature discount when you go to MCL?
Hey, just ask me something from the 80s, then I can talk to you.
Oh, okay. This
I ain't never heard of no damn cuffing. Cuffing?
Yeah, cuffing season, man. That's when shit. It usually cuffing season really gets it really gets bad around tax time. Motherfuckers locking these motherfuckers down.
Now that part I ain't never heard.
See it. Tax time, see it. Motherfucker like I'm finna get them motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm finna get them 24s this week. How you know?
Yeah.
I was just checking her shit. Her return come back next week.
I'm breaking up with everybody right before Christmas.
She getting 10 grand.
And look, you and then I saw Dave McGinn with Valentine's Day.
No,
I'm starting Dave.
February 16th.
Valentine's Day is my birthday.
Damn right. I break up with you December 1st, and I'll start back February 16th.
I hate two birds with one stone.
Goddamn Valentine's Day fucking bootleg ass goddamn holiday fucking Valentine's Day.
What the hell? Calm down. What the hell? You must not get no gift
on Valentine's Day. Girl.
I've never gotten shit for Valentine's Day in 32 motherfucking years of living. Fuck Valentine's Day. You hear me?
That is messed up.
Fucking bootleg ass fucking holiday.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on now. Ain't Sweetest Day coming up?
Sweetest Day. And you know what? I'm a gift giver. I'm a fucking gift giver. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the part that fucking sucks the worst.
Oh, my goodness. What day that fall on?
I think it's October 17th, October 19th, or something like that.
Yeah, it's this week.
This week?
Yeah.
What is it?
Sweetest Day.
Oh, Sweetest Day. Oh, yeah, that's a lame day.
That's men.
That's a bitch. Because it's for the men, it's a lame day. That's exactly why motherfuckers eat y'all candy on Valentine's Day. Here, baby, I bought you a box of candy. I try to eat every last one of motherfuckers.
You have to give me some candy in order to eat it.
Well, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I mean, shit. It's not personal.
Maybe good reverend don't believe in that. Maybe
because your asses don't appreciate. We're going all the way out for y'all asses and y'all don't appreciate.
That's not the only person I've been with forever and a day. You know what I'm saying? Even when it was supposed to be cute, motherfucker never did shit for me. I remember one Valentine's Day, motherfucker was supposed to take me out. And I went to the door, and don't you know there was a fucking note at my door? My friend left me a note at the door. Yes, you hear me? Like, you didn't even have a decency to knock on the door and tell me, change of plans. This motherfucker left a note on my door.
What did the note say? That is castle.
What did the note say?
Mm-hmm.
The note said.
My grandma just died.
No.
She said Valentine's Day is cast as Big Castle for today.
That was devastating. This motherfucker said, and this was years ago, so for me to remember it, it had to be a fucking trash. No, trash. This motherfucker told me that he got back with his ex-girlfriend and he was going to turn out for Valentine's Day. Are you
Thursday.
Damn.
Yes. That was cold.
That was real cold. You motherfucker, you couldn't have told me the day before goddamn Valentine's Day. Yeah, wait. And I got dressed up.
He was in there all in action. No show for that. He could have just been no show. That was cold.
Exactly. That would have hurt less if he just not showed up at all.
Now I'm grown and got a motherfucker in my life and still can't give shit for Valentine's Day. So fuck that punk ass.
I think that was worse than telling a motherfucker to buy and shut up.
Yeah, now it'd been worse if you drove by and honked the horn.
Motherfucker don't even say Happy Valentine's Day. Just fuck it. If I ever get something for Valentine's Day, I'd probably die of a heart attack just that day. Just oh my God. Really?
Well, I guess he was telling you.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, when your birthday come around, it's Queen's Day or Father's Day or whatever the fuck else is a men's holiday. Yeah.
Well, you can't get mad at everybody because, I mean, hey, you can't get mad at everybody because of what he did. That was fucked up. I know that was fucked up. Hey, baby. Did it say dear?
It had the nerve to be, and y'all remember when they used to, I don't know, they were probably still, you know, the colorful pens, they made like hot pink pens, and, you know.
Oh,
the remember the baby blue pen and the lime green pen? This motherfucker wrote it in the fucking blue ink, not regular blue ink, but that, you know, that free blue ink. Like,
so hey, so wait a minute, hold up. So the words just popped off the page at you.
Yes.
Goodbye.
I'm with my other girl.
Yes.
Oh.
I've hated Valentine's Day ever since then, and ever since then I've never had a good Valentine's Day. So, like I said, if I ever got something for Valentine's Day, I'd probably die shot.
Oh, girl, you need to tell some people you talk to. I don't know what type of shit that is.
Who the fuck?
Who I don't know what type of shit that is. Oh, my God. What the world do?
I can say, hey, look, it's so Happy Valentine's Day.
You the dog, motherfucker!
I didn't get gifts, and I wasn't even a girlfriend.
I gotta rub that shit in. You know what? You ain't shit.
Oh, goodness.
Hell. I'm damn near the point where I hate my birthday. I can't get shit for that either. Just another day. And my birthday, you know what I remember from my birthday? JFK was assassinated on my birthday years before I was born. That's my gift.
That's right.
Thanks.
Damn, boy.
Let's watch the JFK movie on my birthday. Let's do that.
Let's watch the what movie? What movie is that?
JFK movie.
JFK.
Shit.
Damn. Damn, man. What do you say to something like that?
Yeah, I'm speechless on that.
Shit. It's just another
you know what?
Acknowledge it, shit.
I really wish LaFonda would have called in today. I was hoping she called in because I really want. Hey, time was that. Time when you had the line of the day yesterday. I thought about that shit all day. When you asked her, what did you say? Do your husband know that he's married?
Do he know?
Right. Do he know?
And you said it so serious. Do he know he married to you? Oh, that shit was hilarious.
Right. This shit don't sound like no marriage I've no ever heard about.
Okay. All right, let's get LL up to speed to this. Cause, all right, now yesterday we had somebody on the show, and she said that she asked, why do men want threesomes? And we like, you know, because that's what we like. She said her husband, I want to make sure I got this right. She said her husband came up in the bedroom, asked her, could what is it? Could his friend come sleep with them?
You want me to tell the story because you know I remember everything.
you tell it because I just remember her just talking crazy.
Okay, so one of her husband's female friends was going through some shit, and she spent the night. You know, she was staying at their crib, so she was saying that. You know, her husband came to her and asked her, you know, he was like, I always want to have two, you know what I'm saying, two women laying in bed with me. So, you know, he asked her this, though, while he was fucking her. I remember that part. He asked her while he was fucking her. So, you know what I'm saying, she said she didn't have a choice because she'd been getting dick, you know what I'm saying, she was getting dick down. So she said, yeah. So... her question was, you know, why do all men want fucking threesomes? But she said that they just slept in the bed and there was no sex between the three of them.
Look here, I got two women in the bed with me. My dick going somewhere. I'm sorry. It's somewhere. Somebody getting penetrated.
Yeah, she ain't got no sleep. She trying to stay up.
Baby, I thought that was you. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I thought that was you, baby. Maybe she kind of feel like you. You know, I didn't know.
I'm on your right. You on your left. You knew damn well that wasn't me.
Hey, man, hold on. We got Miss Pimp calling in. Miss Pimp, what's happening?
Yeah, man. I am so late, y'all. And I wanted to be there, like, the second that it was showtime. I wanted to be there. But I need to know. No girl and our man, get on that phone and break it down.
Nah, not yet. Not yet. We were just talking about we're getting LL up to speed of what was going on. We waiting on another call, but that dude's not calling in here. I mean, I wouldn't. I'm gonna be honest with you. I would not call this damn show talking some shit like that. Well, then again, maybe I would, but I don't think no motherfucker in their right mind would. I mean,
so you admit that you got your right mind?
I mean, but you just playing with it, you know.
Come on, man. Now, look here. This motherfucker, he didn't get, like I just said, you told me, yeah, you can let her come sleep in the bed with us. I'm penetrating somebody. And considering I just finished fucking you, yeah, she next.
And you don't have to put it matter. Okay.
Hey, that motherfucker, she probably pulled that motherfucker Mr. Coffee, the whole pot up there with her. She drinking. Hey, she up there drinking coffee, taking no-dos, trying to stay her
I've
ass
had a
up.
This night too, and I've had a sleepless night too, but shit, at some point you do doze off. I mean, unless you sit there literally, for real, like with your eyes open, you're gonna doze off. I mean,
and every time she dozes off, I'm taking the pump. That gon' one. And every time she dozes off, I'm hitting. By the time I finish, hey.
I can see. Wait, I see. It. The only way she could have stopped it is if she was sleeping next to the girl.
Somebody still gonna get hit.
But if I'm on one side and she on the other side, it ain't no motherfucking way I expect that you ain't getting ready to, you know what I mean?
Crawling over your ass. I'm telling you that. I'm for the tiptoe right over you. You go, hey, when you open your eyes, I'll be right there being straight. Hey, you look like you go, hey, you know how they pop that one eye open? Yep, she dozing. I'm just gently turned. But you know what? Fuck all that. Now you didn't already let her get in the bed. You knew what we was gonna do. Shit. I mean, come on, now. Shit.
Whether you was getting fucked or not, when you agreed to it, if you don't let another woman get in your bed, I mean, come on.
Come in your room. Sit on your bed.
that's just like shit. What? Frying some chicken and not eating it. Are you fucking serious? You smell chicken all goddamn day, and that shit smell like the best shit on earth. You ain't gonna eat none. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, I'm sure gonna take your hand and make it touch her titty. Yeah, touch
you
that.
You see what I'm saying? For real, you might like it.
She did it. I think she did it just intentionally.
Man, come on, man. Shit. I bet a dime to a dollar. Now, hold on. Well, I mean, LL, since you the newest person on the show, I mean, your dude come to you with a situation like that. What do you do?
He
digging you down now. He throwing 12 inches up in you. And he, hey baby, can my girl
come? He should be worried too. Shit, it goes both ways. Hell, shit, he falls asleep too. Shit, they could have been all up on each other themselves. Shit, he knows too.
Now, let me tell you.
You don't stop just with him.
Now, I'm going to tell you just for that saying.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
I wake up and you motherfuckers going at it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You going Bernie Mac on the Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
The Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want, Miss Parker. Miss Parker.
And I would be pissed.
You would be pissed.
If I wouldn't,
what?
If I wouldn't have woke up, they wouldn't have woke me up. That'd be some bullshit. I
missed her. I don't think
she
was better. She wouldn't have woke her up, but you wouldn't have woke her up. You know what I'm saying? If she wouldn't have woke up, you wouldn't have woke her up either. I mean, she goes both ways. Hell. You fucking another woman, you going to wake your wife up. Get the fuck out of here, baby. Baby,
what?
Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm sorry.
She got some trust on it and done it before, and she already know. I mean, I don't know what kind of rules they got in bed. I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you like this: I got two women in
somebody
bed.
Somebody
like,
got something going on.
I'm like a kid on Christmas. I can't sleep. I'm sorry. I'm just anxious. I'm looking around every 10 minutes. Sun up yet?
I mean, you don't know what the rules are. Like I said, she could be for her. She could be for him. She could be for both.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what the rules are.
This
well,
is
Janine
like,
said it'd be Christmas for her, too. So, shit. And
right.
Y'all know how I am. I mean, hell, like, I've never done it, but I want one. So, shit, ain't no way on earth it's going to be another woman in my bed. I'm not touching her. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you. I'm like... You know that anxious feeling when you was little on Christmas? You keep laying there, trying to close your eyes real tight. Waiting on the sun to come up. I'm going to close my eyes real tight, waiting on the panties to come down. First pair of panties come down. That's my cue. Hey, remember how you used to ask your mama, can I get up now? Can I get up now? I'll be looking at my girl, can I fuck now? Can I fuck now? Gone, boy. Oh, thank you. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I really hope she call in because I really want to know. You know what? Damn her. I hope he call in.
You know that's not happening, right?
That's why I want to hear his side of the story.
You know?
You do know that literally that's not happening, right?
Yeah, I know. Shit. He probably like,
literally.
You crazy.
Literally.
I ain't calling no motherfucking show.
So, and then she asked him, and he didn't deny it, or he didn't say, or she hadn't asked him.
What up? About
that. Okay.
She
said
that
it happened.
She said nothing.
Oh, if you know the caller. If you know the caller, like, I've come to know the caller. I don't believe that shit.
Right. I mean, shit, just being a man, I'm not going to believe that shit because I'm going to tell you. you're going to be mad at me because I'm going to try.
Maybe they were just tired and, you know, she just didn't want to sleep on the couch.
Look at a motherfucker could have ran a 15K motherfucking marathon. He ain't walking that baby. I just ran 15K. I am tired. Well, I got Janet in the bed with me. Shit, that motherfucker been energy. Dun, 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 dun. I'm good.
And that's why you let the girl sleep in the middle. So if you tired, shit, he could just fuck her.
Right.
I have to go to work in the morning.
Girl, get in the middle. He'll turn
right
over when he's ready.
Okay, baby, you have a good day at work now, baby. Thank you.
Oh, I will. Cause I mean, when that one girl came over, it was like 3:30 in the morning. You know, she came over after going to the club, talking about she wants some. I said, "Girl, bye. I am tired as a motherfucker." I was like, "Girl, just lay in the middle. Work it out for you. He'll work it out."
That's why them tears will be flowing out my eyes. You are too good to me. I really think you are too good to me.
Absolutely. Long 30 years.
She's like, girl, I love you. You know you are the shit.
Right. Why he fucking the other chick? I love my wife. I love this bitch. I love her to death.
Nobody like you, girl.
Right.
Why you crying? You are good to me. You are so good. God is good when he sent you to me. Yes.
Yes,
like, is this motherfucker giving a testimony? Yes, he is.
Something like that.
I don't give it a motherfucking testimony. Every downstroke. Yes.
Don't go to church. Lord help.
Right, they be quiet. I'll get to church that next Sunday. Yes, 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 he is good. Yes. Yes.
What do you say? He was fine as the wife, fine as the thing. Yes.
When the Lord brought her into my life, he blessed me so much.
Right.
Abundantly. And my cup flowed over.
Let me come up with brother. They be like, well, brother, what is it that your wife did so good to you to make you feel like this? You know how they cut to the scene when they kicking the motherfucker out the church. Don't you break your ass back in this church. Lord, that goddamn heathen wife is yours.
Boy, that's what they did to that dude in Alabama. That's what they did to that dude in Alabama. Get your ass about here.
She let me lie down in the creamy pastures.
Yeah, right. She took me to the softest place on earth. Twice.
What'd you say, twice?
Hell yeah, boy. Motherfucker be, boy, I be like the ladies, man. What, missing it, boy. They be talking about this guy's crazy. I'm telling you, I've been sitting in the church for real. Yes. Yes, yes, she is. Yes, praise him. Praise him. Yes. Yes. you know that one random motherfucker in church why he be preaching? Yes. 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 Yes, he is. Yes, he is good. Yes. Praise him.
The cash. You got a testimony
today. Okay. Yes. Yes. Hey, I be hollering yes so much. They be telling me, Brother Cass, come on up. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have a testimony. Look at her. Look at her sitting there all beautiful. Yes, y'all. I'm talking about my wife. Yes. Yes.
See how the light just shines on us. Look at him.
Yeah, the light is just shining.
Y'all are
I'm telling you, y'all got one foot in the motherfucking fire. They just blow the torch all up into this citizen shit. I want to tell you how good God is.
Y'all been
those visions
of
last night
that hit you.
You started jumping around.
Whoa! All right. Hey, you walking around that tip drilling. Yeah. You know what? Fucking around with y'all, I'm finna lose every sponsor I got. Fucking crazy. Fuck that show. Okay. We pulling this show today.
Y'all
on the F.
Y'all been in church, and them girls get the praise dancing. I'd be like, man, if I had me a dollar out, I'd be waving it.
Yeah, now some of
them. It's hard to minister.
Girl,
Mr. Molly got the dollar out.
Look, before he leaves the church, he's like, oh, let me get my dollars. Oh, I mean my
offer. Right. Why did you go up to the stripper's phone? Molly got a whole motherfucking band of dollars.
There's
no advance. Bands will make a dance, Lord. Bands will make a dance.
And you know, Teresa ain't got nothing on under the choir rules, y'all know.
I'm not going. I'm bullshit you. I am not going to this church that y'all talking about.
Because you was the one talking about. You would go to the church and your all white talking about what you say in Colorado.
Oh yeah, that was because you could have all the different wives. Damn right,
yeah.
I'm covered in that motherfucker all white.
Where white bitches at? You are stupid.
Damn right, where's the white bitches at? Come here. I'm covering that motherfucker in see-through clothes on. That baptized. Hey, I ain't wearing no drawers, so when you baptize me, you can see that print. Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I know. One foot in the fire. I am trying to tell you. One foot in the fire. Y'all are not dragging me with you.
Now when they bring you back up, you're going to be hard. It's going to be
hell yeah, you're hard. I'm going to shake, too. Here you go.
Deacon. You sit this one out. You sit this one out.
Right. I'm finna walk the aisles, and I'm gonna walk them slow. How you doing, Sister Betty? Yeah, I see you looking.
Oh my goodness!
Make it jump in front of her right quick. You see that, Sister Betty?
You didn't like that shit.
Damn right. I'm gonna have her right there, right behind me, collecting the plate.
I am not going to the pits with y'all. Y'all are not going to drag me back. I'm going to have to repent as soon as we hang up the phone.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Forgive me for loving you, bro.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, shit. Okay, now, Marley, now, Colorado, you can have, I mean, what is it? Janae, you watched the show, too. How many wives did he have?
I can't even remember now. I think he had, like, six or seven wives or something like that.
Sister Wives show.
I think it was like six of them. I think it was six or seven of them. It was somewhere around there.
Man, I'm walking in that church dick swinging. You hear me? There you go.
That is home.
Hell yeah.
I seen the one dude in Utah. He's one living on a compound. He had like 15, 20 wives and like 100 and some kids, man. I'm like, God damn, man. Ain't no way in hell you know all these damn kids.
You had 33 after you married, after we all got married that night. Was it like 33
kids? Oh, yeah. Timer. On the show, I had 5 wives. I had like 33 kids. Them motherfuckers. Man, you talking about some unruly motherfuckers. These goddamn motherfuckers as long. I had one motherfucker, she thumped a cigarette, said, motherfucker, fuck you, bitch, you motherfucker. I was like, really?
Thumped a cigarette.
That's it. Janine and Plotty don't take everybody out. The one girl, she talking about she trying to maneuver her way from 3 to 1. Like, goddamn. What the hell?
Yeah, line is closed.
Man, I'd be at church really like, okay, look, I understand you said we can have all these wives, but shit. Motherfucker, Satan, get Satan out their ass, shit.
No, because what we said, you know, black wives, they going to act the same as them white folks. No, damn well, that shit going to go totally different here. Why the fuck is her ring
bigger than that?
Right.
Nigga, Tuesday is my day. Where the fuck you been? Like, well, you know, I had to go over liquor store house because the window got stuck. You tell that bitch that she keeps her window, if her window gets stuck on Wednesday, she better motherfucking wait. Don't be fucking around on my motherfucking time.
Yep, this is my day.
What'd you say? That bitch is gonna be cold tonight.
Well, yeah. It's cold bitch tonight.
Your ass is sick.
Okay, you said I'm sick, but that was y'all. It's the fucked up part, Marty, is that we wasn't even married. They just was like, shit, they just went off on me.
I think I'm married.
That was Selena. That was Selena that was stuffing cigarettes at people. Everybody else. And then Sexy was the one trying to bump everybody else out the way. Me and Janine and Miss Pimps, we was cool. Because Janine said she was going to be number one. It didn't matter who the fuck else was there.
Yeah.
Dude, I tried to be on the show? What's the dominatrix? We tried the dominatrix shit. That shit didn't work. Motherfucker didn't this. I tell them, sit down. They talk about for what?
Dominatrix.
Is what?
The man is the master. The woman is the dominatrix.
Hell, I felt like the dominatrix shit. Y'all didn't let me master shit.
We beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, motherfucker plotting on me. You know what? We just need to get rid of him. Really? Fuck y'all need to get rid of me and I'm the motherfucking master.
You wasn't doing it right.
No, you motherfuckers wasn't listening. I'm trying to
get that man down.
I'm trying to get a threesome jumping on. She talking about, we ain't doing that. Wait a minute. You supposed to do what I say.
Supposed to do your business.
Right. Janine that turned everybody against me. I'm good. Shit, I heard up in the end of that one. They following her now. They listening to her. How the hell they listening to her?
She the Foxy Brown of the group.
Right. I'm just like a pimp with no hoes. I'm steady talking about, hey, come here. Come here. Damn, not one bitch listening to me.
And everybody,
Right.
I quit you.
Right. I was trying to put my pimp hand down, and Janina took all of them. Wait a minute. Now, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
See, LL, you new to this, so see, you got to see, you got to understand. We got this is just like this is control chaos. You got a kid in the room listening to the show. Marley, you got your son in here listening to the show again.
He won't be on next week.
Yeah, he all.
That's my little girl, man. Hell, she got energy for days, man. She don't stop.
That's what
Daddy was on the phone jugging again.
Right. That's what got his ass kicked off the show the last 3 weeks. You got one more time to call that motherfucker show.
Mess around.
Daddy was jugging again.
Mama, Daddy was up in there jugging again.
Oh, my goodness. I regret myself.
He said it. He said he was like, yeah, LL, you got some big what?
he was talking about the praise dancers in church. Somebody having a dollar out.
Hey, they gonna wake up Sunday morning. I wish you would go into that motherfucking drawer. I'll break your motherfucking hand. Baby, what you talking about? Yeah, they told me you talking about the praise dancers and how you have all the money. Oh, you big pimp, huh? You big pimp in that. Stay your ass. You know what? That's another 2 weeks. Stay your ass off that show. Like,
what you say? She'll whoop his ass in the name of Jesus.
Oh, boy. Like, hey. Well, Marty, be looking straight ahead. God damn it, you better look at Deacon Barnes this whole motherfucking time we at this church. I want you to look at Sister Jenkins.
Eyes front and center. No,
she in the choir saying, giving them eyes. My God, my eyes on you.
Yeah, eyes locked on.
Right.
Am I at church or hell? God damn it, it's hot up in here. Let's have service outside. God damn.
Right.
Oh man. Y'all going to hell for that. This show is really getting y'all to hell.
Oh, man.
I can see the FCC sending me a letter tomorrow. Look, motherfucker. I understand y'all do y'all. Y'all a little raunchy, but you didn't went too far.
We got to take this podcast off the air right now.
Right.
Don't say that, because that'll devastate everybody.
You know?
LL be like, damn, I just got on the show and they didn't count me the motherfucker. Like, well, see, that's the little tramp stamps.
The tramp stamp did it.
Yeah. Okay.
How about the tattoo on the face?
The tattoo on the face.
Y'all, the women find that in the least bit, you know, attractive. Dudes with tattoos on their face, like, what was that dude's name? Gucci Mane, damn ice cream on his face.
Well, you do know he in jail, right? So they licking that ice cream right about now. Come in.
Yeah.
Let me lick that ice cream cone off your face. Mm-mm.
Oh, bubble your ice cream on.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good women. Do y'all think the tattoos on the face is sexy?
No.
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, man, why these cats do that? You know, dudes do stuff for women. You know, so you getting a tattoo on your face, you really thought that was going to be cool? With the women, like Mike Tyson? that shit on top of your damn face.
Yeah, but Mike will whoop a motherfucker's ass if they talk shit to him. I mean, you got the motherfucker right here, 16, with a damn... I seen a dude, I guess his neighborhood was called a roach or something.
Oh,
he had a tattoo of a roach on his face. I'm like, you just fucked yourself up for life.
For life.
It's a neighborhood called the Roach.
Yeah. Hey, shit, I don't know. Hell, I was like, because that was my question. I said, man, why did you tattoo a roach on your face? He's like, that's my hood, the Roach.
Man, quick.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, I'm like, this son of a bitch is retarded, so I'm not saying that. No. I know he'll shoot me because he's retarded than a motherfucker. You
mm-hmm.
put a roach on the face. Marley, you're married. Do you have any kids outside? You had any kids outside your marriage?
No.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, I got kids that don't live with me, so.
Okay.
Of course, naturally, you don't got kids to live with. You got to pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing that shit for the past 19 years. All right, fine. All well and good. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you took a man for child support and come to find out y'all take the blood test and all this shit and find out that it ain't his kid. Do you think that y'all should go to jail for that? Because that's far.
You mean the woman should go to jail?
Yeah, should the woman go to jail?
Yeah, I think so.
After he's been paying child support for years?
Yeah, I mean, if they ask you, without a shadow of a doubt, is he the father? And you say, yes, he is the father. And y'all find out that he's not the father. Do you think the woman should go to jail? Because that is the part.
Sure enough.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I say yes. If she knows that she was fucking more than one person at a time.
You said if she knew. Well, look, it's hard for her not to know that she was fucking more than one person.
She should.
Exactly. Let's see, did that dick go in me, did it go in Tuesday or Thursday? Well, it don't matter.
That's what I said, if you aren't sure, say you aren't sure, get the test done. Don't sit
exactly.
here acting like you just so positive and you know because you trying to make yourself look good or trying to make yourself look like you ain't been fucking all these motherfuckers. Okay, if you have, you have. You don't have to do it no more. It's about... Who is the child's father?
Don't be going on Maury Povich 8 times and can't find your baby's dad.
Ain't she been like 15 now?
Or they pick the one that makes the most money.
Yeah.
And try to force that one to be the father.
Mm-hmm.
Push the button, Cass. You a hoe.
Oh, yeah.
God forbid your child need a kidney. He sure can't fucking help him.
And you up in there, you know what I'm saying? You up in there like, you know, this is for my boy. I got to do this. Sorry. Sorry what? Fuck you mean, sorry?
Your kidney is not a match.
Your kidney is not a match. Well, okay, maybe. Oh, well, is the mama's a match? No, the mother's not a match neither. What? I'm gonna have that slow turn. I'm just gonna look at her.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
I'm finna beat your ass. I'm finna beat your ass.
Up in the hospital.
Come on, Marley. The worst thing you can say is the doctor come past, he walked right past you. Do you know where the father is? What the fuck do you mean do you not know where the father
Lord, take me down. Take me down, Lord. Take me down. I got to go to this church because I'm going to kill this bitch.
What'd you say? Where is the chapel? Where is the hospital chapel? I need to go right now.
Marley, can you imagine, dog? Can you imagine? I mean, this motherfucker walked right past you. Excuse me. Janine, can you tell me, do you know where the father is?
What motherfucker right here?
Because this motherfucker here ain't it.
Right. This motherfucker ain't it. I'm going to tell you that, bud. You better mimic the roadrunner.
Beep, beep.
And you run your ass. I'm going to be on your ass. Hey, I'll be on your ass like Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe talk about, God damn, look how fast she running, but he on her ass.
Hey, I just want to say goodnight to y'all real quick. I got to go.
Right.
Peace and happy grace.
All right, right.
All right, baby, you be good. And I'm serious, man. That motherfucker would kill me.
Yeah, that would destroy me right there. I would be no good, and she wouldn't be either.
Hell no, she'd be.
And then, bitch, I paid for both of our plots already.
Hell, I already paid for it. Hey, you know how the doctors be looking? Yeah. I can hear him now. I can hear the doctor now after he knew he done fucked up.
I apologize for my outburst.
The doctor like, shit, hey, get another room ready. Why? Because he's about to kill this bitch.
Sir, you can't snatch your uterus right out of her body, sir.
You got the bitch, I'm going to do something. Man,
you'll never do this to another motherfucker, you bitch.
Hell no. And I was just in church telling these motherfuckers how good she was to me.
I can't stand it.
It's going to be strange.
Hey, I got to do testimony. Brother Scott, come on up here. You know, that first when you like my wife. Yeah, well, hey. Stand up, baby. Testimony went totally different now.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Get your ass up and tell everybody in front of this motherfucking congregation what you done did, bitch.
Just embarrassing.
When you
right.
Say, Lord understand, this bitch did me wrong. The Lord understand.
Right. Hey, I'll be the motherfucker in the sitting there in the witch call hollering out.
Nigga, check that hoe.
Get that bitch, dog. Get her. Boy, we going to hell for this show. God damn. You know what? I'm going to get on off the air. I'm getting off the air now because y'all motherfuckers are going to hell for this show.
This show is stuff. Roka tickets all up.
Yeah. All right. I'll check this out. Y'all know that's time to go. So, LS, if this was your first time on the show, you got any last words for us?
I enjoyed hanging out, talking to everybody. It was my show. I'll definitely be back.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. Marley Maul, you got any last words for us, man?
Hey, another great show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to hell for that? I'm cool. I said my grace.
Hey, y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all next week. I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Look, so you got any last words for us, baby?
This was a good one. Lots of laughs. I enjoyed myself. I will. The show will be back next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Janine, any last words?
It was a good show. I enjoyed myself. I have to take my hate laugh after this one. Goodness.
Hey, but you know what? It's fucked up that once we got to going, a lot of motherfuckers hung up. Like, oh Lord, they done went too far. Oh, I'm pretty sure Blog, I'll be getting a damn message from Blog Talk, FCC or somebody. Like, look here, motherfucker, you done did a little bit too much.
Oh,
but y'all know my motto: fuck 'em.
Exactly.
Not blog talk. Me and Blog Talk is cool, but everybody else, fuck them. All right, thank everybody that called in tonight. Thank everybody listening via internet. Shit, we had fun. I know how we do it. Sin City Radio. And we out this bitch. Peace.